Welcome to Te Dorigal Bookmakers, episode 273. Today, on my birthday month, I have great news. I have finished Molly Bright. This is the umpteenth draft, and I am not yet finished because I have discovered a new little quirk that I want to add. I have the last four chapters finished, which takes a main characters to their final destination in this book, and in doing that, I have decided there should be another quirk between the one main character and one minor character, and that means going through it today, and finding where those two characters meet and make them more reliant on each other, more reliant, more competitive, and more powerful amongst each other. The finish is violent. There's one chapter devoted to one person breaking another person, but that person, the second person, shows where the victim is, and everybody else runs and saves her. And of course, she has to explain a few things, but it's a very strong chapter. And the book is stronger than it was when it started, and now it's going to be even stronger once I did this little quirk between the two characters, who end up changing their lives quite a bit. Molly is one of them, and somebody she meets in Japan is somebody else, and they develop a friendship that doesn't immediately appear when they first meet, but they have common interests. Molly makes the biggest change, including moving to Japan, whereas one of the other characters, Sawako, the kidnap victim, moves to Australia. That's what I've been doing in fiction, and I have been doing nothing in bookbinding. My little studio is too hot, and I have been lazy since the last time I talked to you. I have some books ready to be cased in, and I haven't done anything about it. So I chalk that up to laziness. But I'm happy that I finished Molly Bright on my birthday, anyway, and I hope to have it available for people to look at in the next month, as well as case in some books. So this is a short one today, but I think I needed to say it. I have finished Molly Bright. Thank you for listening. Thank you for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.